This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
151. We're coming up to the end of the show. By the way, you can email us at nationradio at theteam1260.com. We enjoy your comments and suggestions for guests for next show. Give us an email anytime. And we're also on Twitter at It's Nation Radio. Oilers play tonight. It's a home game against Calgary, 6 o'clock, and it is streamed online if you're not going to the game. And with the Whitney injury, I think we should all pay close attention to the defense and the defensive pairings and how they're used from now on, because Coach Rainey might have to have two defensemen added to, you know, there was six that we're going to go with. If Whitney's injured, that's five. You have to add two more. Tonight's pairings are Cam Barker with Kirill Tulopov, the Russian who concussed Ben Eager during the Joey Moss game. Andy Sutton will be playing tonight. Again, that'll be his first action with Tom Gilbert as the pairing. And then we've seen this pairing before, Theo Pekin with Jeff Petrie. That's an interesting one as well. In goal tonight, Nikolai Habibulin will be the starter. Jan Denis backing up. No word on whether they're going to, you know, switch halfway through or between periods or whatever the case may be. Habibulin has said he would like to play quite a bit, so chances are he'll be the starter for the, or he'll play goal for the entire game. And the up front, interesting, Nugent Hopkins and Taylor Hall together for the first time. And Timo Hartikainen getting a push on right wing on that top line. Sam Gagne between Ryan Jones and Ryan Keller, and Eric Bélanger with Josh Green and Tyler Pitlick. That's an interesting one too, because Pitlick getting another start on right wing. There was talk of him being a center. It'll be interesting to see how, where he plays and who he plays with in Oklahoma City. Josh Green on left wing there. Antti Tervainen, Anton Lander, and Ryan Martindale. Three guys who have impressed at times during training camp, and Lander has been really good. He may get sent out, but he probably has earned a roster spot based on quality of play. I know it's early, but Anton Lander has looked very, very good during this season, so this preseason. So lots to look forward to tonight. Of course, it's Hockey Night in Canada, too, so a couple of games on television as well. So it's hockey overload, as it should be. And then, of course, the Oil Kings start their season tomorrow night. You can tune in to Team 1260 for that with Corey Graham. This is from Shane. Really quickly, while we have a minute here, he wanted a follow-up question. We asked a question earlier, and he's got another one. Is it possible that all of the problem with regard to the Oilers roster is part of the most of the jobs have already been spoken for with signed players? Instead of using the same strategy they use to the draft best player available, the roster is largely set regardless of what happens during the preseason. You're absolutely right. Anton Lander, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Timo Hartikainen, Derek Zona mentioned that those three guys, based on performance so far, we're early, but so far, probably earn a roster spot. But the way the world is, you've got contracts and you've got people that if you send down, you're still going to be paying them, you know, $3.8 million or $2.5 million or whatever the case may be in Oklahoma City. That's not going to happen. You're going to keep those players up in the National Hockey League and possibly offload them at some point during the season or maybe at the trade deadline. I think you could see a guy like Timo Hartikainen come up at the deadline. Anton Lander as well, if they end up trading some players. A guy to watch, though, is Leonard Petrell. I think that's a guy who's absolutely going to make some noise this year. I really enjoyed today. It was great. Fall, sun shining, good weather. We had great guests. Ted Wyman from the Winnipeg Sun. Interesting update on the Jets. David Staples was great on the arena and other things from the Edmonton Journal and Cult of Hockey. Check out that series with Barry Stafford. Ian Walker said ass and then left. That was basically his contribution. Unbelievable. People from the coast, you got to watch. Derek Zona as well. And we enjoyed him. And, of course, Ken Simpson. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.